Well, hello, my name is Peter Pilgrim, and today is the 23rd of April 2010. It's a great day for England supporters because it's St. George's Day, and it's also a day I share with St. George. It's my birthday. Great news for creativity and innovation on the iPhone. Of course, everyone knows, or if you didn't, that Linux, that venerable operating system from Linus Torvalds, runs on the iPhone. But did you know, as from a couple of days ago, a guy called Planet Bean demonstrated Android running on the iPhone? That is a recent edition of Android, not the Eclair, the 2.1, but anyway, it runs. His call sign is Planet Bean on Twitter, and he is Canadian, and it is PLANETBEING, PLANETBEING. Go and look at this guy's website, and you'll find a YouTube video of 9 minutes long demonstrating Android running on an iPhone 3G, not the 3GS, by the way. It's Alphaware, by the way. And he showed off in this video how you can boot. Dual boot the iPhone and choose the Android operating system through some unconventional means. Yeah, and he showed off linking the Android iPhone to a Wi-Fi and therefore surfing the web through the the WebKit browser, and looking at email and also accessing Twitter through the Android Twitter application. And best of all, he actually demonstrated that you can receive calls from the GSM 3G network over there in Canada. I don't know what they do. I do over there in Canada. I think it was Rogers. I don't know if it was exactly 3G, but the video was quite demonstrative. It was actually fantastic, and it represents again how developers with the freedom can really push the boundaries. And so it is amazing creativity. So go and check that video out and search for Planet Bean on the net, Linux on the iPhone blog. Thank you. And as an addendum, this port of the iPhone, which is Alpha, of the Android to the iPhone rather, which is Alphaware, does not unlock the iPhone. So the baseband is completely different. The actual software burnt into the chip that manages the modem connection to the GSM 3G networks is quite separate from the operating system.